McCarthy is President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He told Fox's Hannity last night there's little sign of COVID anymore, and he feels so good. He'll get a test today, and he's hoping to be back out campaigning with a rally tomorrow. Now, Democrats have been skeptical, wanting more information, and that is leading to something new. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
Now, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are offering a legislative proposal designed to create a commission to judge the president's capacity to carry out the duties of the office.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
Pelosi says the commission would be set up in a bicameral, bipartisan way. It would include medical experts, and it would only judge a president on a professional medical diagnosis. The 25th Amendment gives authority to the vice president and a majority of the cabinet or a body, as Congress may by law provide, to declare president unable to discharge his duties. Dave.
Jared, that bill would have to pass the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it absurd. GOP Senator Ron Johnson just told Fox Democrats with the Russia probe have never accepted Trump as president.
This literally was an attempted coup.
Now, Johnson's one of three GOP senators recovering from COVID. Another NFL team has reportedly canceled practice today after positive corona test. The New York Jets, two other teams, have also been stricken lately.
The Patriots game at home versus the Broncos has been moved to Monday to kick off 5 o'clock Eastern time. The Titans game at home versus the Bills got moved from Sunday to Tuesday, but will only get played if no more Titans players test positive.
That's Fox's Jared Max. Hurricane Delta on course to hit Louisiana this afternoon.
6 weeks ago, Hurricane Laura hit us full in the face. Now Hurricane Delta's going to hit us full in the face.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, Delta's on nearly the same path where there's still storm debris and damage not yet fixed. America's listening to Fox News.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-805-7728. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-805-7728. That's 800-805-7728.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny today, expect a high of 96 this afternoon, 65 overnight tonight. Calm winds for Saturday, partly sunny and 94, 66 tomorrow night. Sunny and 95 on Sunday, 68 on Sunday night.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Yeah, good morning. We barely made it. We were out saying goodbye to, you know, Chris and Justin. Great people.
Great people. But, yeah. And here you're throwing a little Cypress Hill on the air.
What the heck was that? I don't know where that came from.
You know, the good news is you keep testing me with these, and I seem to know them all, so we're good.
How did you know that one?
Those were old days. So anyway, you guys had a good show. I could hear you guys out in the lobby for the last 30 minutes laughing, having a good time.
Well, the nice thing, they're such great business people, so smart, and I know that I can just throw anything at them. I'm not going to upset their day.
Yeah.
And that's more fun for me because they'll answer anything, talk about anything, and open about their business and what they're doing from our community and all that. So that's just more fun.
And Justin's been doing that for a long time, trying to get back to the community and raise money for the high schools and donating equipment.
He said something on air, which is sad, but during this whole shutdown, you know, he's having to lay off. He's still paying all his bills and all that. He said the money fund that he's raising for charity was larger than his bank account for his business. You know, that's too bad, but... You know, we've artificially had martial law that just shut him down.
It is interesting how, you know, and again, here's a political discussion, but you favor one business for another. And I get it. I'm not a physician. You're not a physician. But, you know, you see some businesses like a gym that you can't operate fully, and you see other businesses that it seems to be okay. You know, who makes that determination?
Some guy in an office named Ducey, because he's the only one.
Yeah,
he's the only one that sat there and says yes, no.
Yeah, and you know, his attitude and the way he's going to pull out of this, fantastic.
Justin, oh my gosh, I want to go join the gym, and I don't even want to go in and lift weights.
You need to go join the gym, but that's a whole different story. So
that's true.
For everybody listening, it's a good thing we're on air for crying out loud, not on TV. But you were talking about smart individuals, and I want to go the opposite direction and say, hey, let's help some people not make stupid decisions.
Okay.
So what do most people do? And I have so many examples of this, but what do most people do when they go buy a new house?
Oh, they furnish it, and they put a new car in the garage in the driveway. Because look, you got to look good to the neighbors. I can't put that old car there.
It's interesting that you say that stuff, that there's so many changes when you're doing a loan that you shouldn't do. Now, what most people don't realize is you pre-qualify for the loan or you give somebody like myself all of your information, and we know what it is at a moment in time. So at that moment, let's say it's August 1st, and you give me your name, address, social, birth date, where you work, how much you make, what's in the bank account, where you bank, and we look at all of those things. Now you don't find a house until, let's say, October 1st.
But at that time, I'm assuming you're saying, congratulations, you qualify.
You're qualified.
Happy new potential owner.
Keep everything the way it is. And as a lender, we look at your credit score.
Right.
We look at something called debt-to-income ratio. So how much of your income are you using for this purchase and everything else? We look at things like, what's your assets? We look at things like what's your job stability and whether you actually have consistent earnings, etc. And so now all of a sudden, you go to buy a house and you go under contract, and most people want to do exactly what you said. Hey, let's go get the new furniture because we really want this furniture in this family room.
Or, won't it look great?
Or we want the new washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, etc. And unfortunately, all of those things come at a cost. And I didn't know about that when we did the pre-qualification. And I have literally seen people, and this just came up this last week. So had a gentleman, bought a big, nice new house. Amazing, great house. Bought $22,000 worth of furniture and appliances, and I mean high-end stuff.
Okay.
Now, he is under the mindset that it's 0% financing for 12 months.
Okay.
I have to count a payment.
Well, 0% financing, that's like almost $1,000 a month.
I mean, think about it. Now, he could have a minimum payment that's less than that, but to pay it all off in a year, yeah, it's like $2,000 a month.
Oh, it's $2,000. Right? So it's 1 year. It's not 2 years. Okay.
So think about, he just added a huge amount of debt. Now, what mortgage lenders are now required to do is there's something called undisclosed debt monitoring. Even though I ran his credit back in August and those things weren't there, now because there's a new ping on his credit report, then a new debt comes through. The credit bureaus now work bi-directionally. They tell us when new debt gets added when we have an open transaction. Fraudulent tracking, if you will. So now all of a sudden we've got $20,000+ worth of new debt that I have to explain.
Right.
Now, can he carry that amount of debt?
It's a good question.
And the answer is no.
That's not good.
So he has a choice. Take it back, pay it off in cash, or get rid of some of it. He could carry about half of it. So what he's unfortunately but fortunately going to have to do, he's going to pull more money out of his 401k. Now he's going to pay off the furniture and stuff with his 401k monies, which is an asset of his, not a debt. And he'll still qualify for the house, but he wasn't assuming he was going to take $20,000+ out of his 401k to pay off the furniture. He was going to use the factory 0% interest for 12 months.
Right.
Now, I've had people that didn't qualify and lost homes because they did some of those similar mistakes.
He can recover.
He can recover, and it just doesn't feel good that he's pulling.
You told him.
Well, yeah.
During the pre-qualify, you told him.
And that's why I bring this in. I literally have this. It goes in an email. I verbally tell you. I put it in the mail, and I give it to you in a package that says, do not make any employment or income changes.
So
do not apply for or purchase any new items such as cars, boats, jewelry, furniture, and appliances.
So I'm curious. when you give him the news, what's his explanation on why he did it in spite of the instruction?
The honest answer is, he said, and I quote, and this is not the first time I've heard it, I didn't think you'd know.
What?
I didn't think you'd find out.
But that surprises me because, I mean, we all know. I mean, when you do a credit check and all that, it's all connected. Everything's connected. It's electronic. It's digital.
You would think, but people don't understand how connected it is. They just don't understand that. You know, again, when we pull a credit report, we see names, addresses, various employers. Yeah. We see all of the debt, and it also reports the date of last activity. So you see things that have been active within the last 30 days. But that undisclosed debt monitoring is what most people have forgotten about, is that is a live instantaneous feed that, Russ, let's say you were under contract with me, and you went out and applied for a Chevron card today. Mm-hmm. I'd find out about that tomorrow.
Yes.
And I would see the credit inquiry, and then within 2 or 3 days, whenever they publish what you actually have applied for, what your credit limit is, whether you charge something right away, we would find out about that 24 hours after they post those numbers. So
I know the inquiries go out right away. Mm-hmm. And inquiries can be bad too, because that could be a red flag that, why are you doing 10 inquiries all
the time? Could be.
What are you doing?
Well,
but it's a question. We're going to get a question. But do you have something flagging, like when you get a person that is pre-qualified and you know you're working with them, do you put some kind of flag out there that if anything pops up, it just automatically texts you or something?
Well, that's what the undisclosed debt monitoring is. Once we've pulled a credit report for you and you're under contract, so we have an open application, that throughput, if you will, is open until we close your transaction. So
anything he does that requires credit
mm-hmm.
pops.
As a hard pull, not a soft pull. So let's say you as a employer require your employee to go get a credit report. When they pull it, that's not a lending inquiry. That's an employment inquiry. So, no, by definition, that won't pop. But all hard inquiries, and let's be honest, the definition, you have some lenders that talk about soft inquiries. You've heard of the term soft pull versus hard pull. the legal definition is a hard pull is by anybody who has the ability to lend you money and is going to make a credit determination based on that report.
That's pretty simple.
So any lender out there who says, oh, we do soft pulls so it doesn't affect your credit score.
But they have the ability.
By definition, are they making a lending decision based on that credit report? The answer is yes. So it's a hard pull, and it should be a hard pull, and so those things come up. So
don't do anything during that short time frame.
I wouldn't do anything at all. Yeah. And the funniest one is I had a gentleman who, 3 days before closing, went and bought a brand new red sports car convertible.
Pretty?
And, oh, so pretty. Gorgeous. But that turned into a huge argument. We'll talk about that argument after this break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, Russ Clark talking mortgages, credit, mistakes, all kinds of good stuff. So just before the break, we're talking about a red sports car. And again, this gentleman was 3 days away from closing on his house. And it's interesting that if you look up the statistics, you buy a new house, within a period of time, you're going to buy a new car. Or buy a new car, within a period of time, you're going to buy a new house. Because people want that feeling and they want to see that they're growing. And he bought an amazing new house 3 days before he went pulling up into his old driveway in a brand new red sports car.
He's hitting it on all cylinders, buddy, man. He's just doing great.
But guess what? That car payment, and his car payment was in excess of $800 a month.
Ouch.
Means he doesn't get the house.
So he had a choice to make, or he just couldn't make a choice at that point? At that point, he was locked in.
I'm going to tell you, that's the one that didn't end really well.
Ouch.
Because his income-to-debt ratio wouldn't support it. He didn't have the assets to pay it off. Now, when you go buy a car, the form, you know, it used to be the old, hey, you've got 3 days to take it back.
Yeah.
They have forms that you sign now that says, you know, you're waiving your three-day right.
Really?
So he didn't get to take it back, and he didn't get that house, and ended up throwing the whole thing into a monkey wrench. Now, what ended up saving it is he was a younger guy. He had mom and dad co-sign on the house, which you're allowed to do with FHA. So technically he did get the house, but now his mom and dad are stuck on the mortgage.
I do not
They're
recommend
on the title.
That.
But it was that or you're not getting the house.
I know, but sometimes you can lock up, depending on where they are in life and all that kind of stuff, but you could lock up their credit because that is on them right now.
Now, it's interesting that you point that out because that's one thing that we see a lot of here, and culturally that happens a lot where here in the Southwest, you have people saying, hey, would you co-sign for me? Or my credit is not good. Would you buy this car? Would you do this? And I see people coming in that want to buy a house that there's three cars on their credit report, and they're not driving any one of them. It's one's the nephew, one's the aunt, one's a friend, and all of a sudden now they can't carry $1,500 or $2,000 a month for the car payments and the new house. They don't think that one plus one is two. They don't realize that those extra credit items are debts.
They probably assume also, well, I'm not paying for the car, my son is, or my daughter is. Granted, that's true, but the bank looks at worst case scenario. What happens if they don't pay, you have to.
And so FHA, here's the best example is, if you have joint account holders, so let's say you and I were on a car together,
okay,
and I prove you made 12 months worth of payments out of your account only, can I exclude that debt from my credit report?
No, it's your on it.
But I can because we're on a joint account and I can prove you made the payments for the last 12 months.
They let you do that?
However, when people are taking on cars for family members and stuff, the other person has, you know, poopy credit, if you will, what's the likelihood they're on that debt? None.
Oh, they don't even put their name on it.
So the person who couldn't qualify originally is not on the debt, so you can't say, hey, they're making the payment because they're not on the joint debt anyway.
I never heard that before, that you could even exclude it if you're on it. I thought if you're on it, you're on it.
So if, and there's one of the weird things. So let's say you co-sign for your daughter's car for whatever reason. So you go and help her get a car so she gets a better interest rate, and she makes the next 12 payments. Now, I have to ask, are you both on it? Sure. Has she made 12 payments? Sure. Whose account did they come out of? And then you go, oh, my baby girl and I are on a joint checking account that she's had since she was 3 years old. That's still an account you're on, Russ. I can't exclude it. It has to be out of her own account, and you source that it was her own money. So now you're going to give me 12 months worth of bank statements, 12 checks, 12 wires, 12 something. But you got to prove that it's not anything that you helped her with. And again, a lot of times you have mom and dad helping son and daughter, and it's joint accounts. That doesn't even count.
Come on, guys. Cut the umbilical cord.
So, when you're 42 years old. But, you know, you go back to some of the debts that people are taking on when they're buying a new house. My only advice is please don't do it until after the keys are in your hand. Please don't do it until a couple days after the home records, because when you do a pre-qual, you're giving me all of your information and you're signing everything that says this is truthful and accurate. Now, when you get to closing, part of your closing documents say, has your financial situation changed? Now,
that's part of the closing.
When you sign your final 1003, that four-page application that says your name, your address, your social, and it lists all of your debts, did it include the new debt?
Oh, okay, that's right. So, okay, your final close is going to have all your debts on it.
It should. So, again, that's one of those reasons where, let's say you went and bought a car 2 days before closing, and it's not on your final paperwork, and you didn't account for all of those debts.
What happens if you sign it? It's fraudulent.
Well, then it's fraudulent. And that's one of the reasons that we have that automatic monitoring, is because you do have people that are taking on debts just before closing. And, you know, one of the scams back in the day is you were having people trying to close on two or three homes all at the same time.
Because the records wouldn't keep up.
The records didn't keep up. Now the records do keep
They're
up.
They're instantaneous almost, right?
And one of the forms that people sign are, is this inquiry, did it result in any new debt? And so you're signing a piece of paper that says, nope, that inquiry over at Ford or Chevy or Honda did not result in a new debt. Well, how many people actually have their credit run at an auto dealership not to get a car?
Oh, it's, I would imagine it would be super rare because you're not going to give them all that information until
you really want that car. And go back to the red fancy schmancy sports car. That's what he said in writing. Is
does he still have the car?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a few years.
Oh, okay. I just want to ride.
My guess is he does, and you know, my guess is mom and dad are still on that mortgage.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to get off. Once you're on, it's hard to.
Well, and so for him, it was he had good credit, but it was all about his income to debt ratio. He would have to have a significant increase in his income to carry that additional $800 a month worth of debt that sports car was. And I'm not saying don't go get the sports car. I'm just saying when you weigh the factor of is it going to affect my house, look, certain things have to happen in order.
Right.
And I'd rather have the house versus the extra $10,000 worth of, you know, living room furniture. Or I'd rather have the house versus the extra $9,000 worth of high-end appliances. I'm not saying don't go get them, but maybe do it after you have the house and you know you have some stability.
Don't cause yourself a financial headache.
And that's what's interesting is how many times that happened. And look at all of the things that people could buy. Sometimes it's furniture. Sometimes it's appliances. Sometimes it's a car. Sometimes it's a brand new TV set and a high-end AV system.
But that looks good in the new house.
Well, yeah. You got to be able to watch the movies on your 85-inch TV. And again, I'm not saying don't do it, but understand those debt obligations are still a factor of your transaction until the day after you close and the day after you're actually legally the owner on title. How often does somebody get the keys today and they take early occupancy and it doesn't record for another day or two?
I don't know. I've never done that.
That happens. So think about that. You might get the keys today, or you might have negotiated early occupancy and it doesn't close for 2 or 3 days, and you go do a debt, you could tank this after you even have your keys.
Once you're in, you've slept in the house.
Mm-hmm. And so just understand, you know, that the note being recorded and the deed being passed is then when you say, hey, let's go do any other credit shopping.
You know what's hilarious to me is trying to put myself in your place wondering, like, how many times has he said this and how frustrated is it? Like, what do I have to do to get this message?
Well, Russ,
I have to do?
Why do you think I brought the package? We went to, and you know, I've got a great friend of mine, John Perry, with Imaginary Friends Design Studio, helped me design this package that now corporate is using at almost all the branches nationwide.
It looks good.
And he went through, and we basically did everything I say and put it in writing. So here's all of the tips. And here's all of the things not to do. And here's all the things that I used to have to say over and over, which, ironically, I still have to say them. But now we print it. They get a copy of this. They get it in writing in an email. And they get a letter mailed to them.
That much. So you tell them more than once. You send it to them in letter form, printed form, and verbal.
Now,
you've covered it all.
I have covered it all. And actually, one of the funniest things is I had a real estate agent one time call me and say, why didn't you tell my client not to do that? I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, it's your job. You should have told him not to do that. And I said, well, wait a minute. Here's an email. Here's my proof that I email it.
Yeah.
Here's the letter I print.
Yeah.
And here's a copy of the package that every one of my customers gets. How more would you like me to explain? Don't do this. If they verbally email a letter and a package, get it. And she goes, well, there had to be something else you could do.
No, they did not.
She'd absolutely
was
did.
Was that a lawyer?
No, it was a real estate agent.
Just an agent. I would have thought that would be lawyer-level talk.
Well, that, you know, good thinking on that one. So, you know, those are some of the things that I wish people understood what the process is. Mortgage lending isn't, here's the pre-qual, great, here's your keys, go. The picture that you take, no different if you talked about JT in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. The picture of you now, if you said, hey, I'm going to commit to the gym today, what are you going to look like in 30 days?
Right.
Would you be different?
That's a goal.
That picture of who you are in 30 days is more representative of what you were doing at the gym, not the picture of you today. So my picture of you pre-qualifying today is the start, but you got to get through the next 30, 60, 90 days, and who you are in the next 30, 60, 90 days is what we're still approving the loan on. So what happens if you change jobs? Now, sometimes it's good. sometimes it's bad, right?
Right.
If you are a salaried individual, have a guy who he was making $1,200 a week. He's been doing that for 2 years. Okay. He just changed careers, and now he is a truck driver, and he's paid by the mile.
Okay.
How many miles a year does he drive?
Same amount of miles.
How do you know?
I don't.
He doesn't have a history of driving mileage.
Well, he has his log books. But.
Yeah, but think about it. So he was making $1,200 a week to be an employee. Now he is getting paid by the mile, so his employer will pay him based on the number of miles he clocks, which for you and I is called commissioned income.
Correct.
So you have to have a 2-year history of being commissioned income.
Yeah, so not just even, a 2 years history of a driver.
So but. Even though he... And I think it's a good move for him financially.
Probably going to make a raise.
He's going to a national company that he will make more money, but I can't use it until he has a 2-year history.
2 years? Even if it's one that's that business is pretty clockwork, it's got a track record, they know what they're going to do. While they don't guarantee minimums, they have...
Commissioned income is very specific. Give a 2-year average because... Legal items, the ability to repay all of the political and legal things that we ran into, the Ability to Repay Act says we have to have a 2-year average. There's got to be some basis to prove that you could do that. Now, $1,200 a week salary, you're going to get that salary regardless of whether you're driving or not, right?
Right.
As long as you're employed.
Unless they fire you.
Unless they fire you, which is when you lose your employment status.
Right.
But if, let's say, for whatever reason, he's not driving, let's say... Who knows whether it's road closures or mechanical issues or he's sick. If he's not on the road driving those miles, he's not getting paid. So he, even though he thinks he's making more money, which he actually is, you can't use it until you have an average of that over the last 2 years. Same thing happens with, let's say, a real estate agent or a auto salesman. Somebody who is,
commission.
Let's say they left a restaurant and they were an assistant manager and they were making $15-$20 an hour and they went to go... sell cars. That's commission income, and we'll talk about that and way more after this break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop with love. Oh, but ain't that America?
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBLU, where you're always right.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. Early October, Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Weather's changing. Everything is getting nicer, and it was amazing outside this morning.
It is, and I was praying for it a month ago. I feel like you think, but I don't care. It's here now.
Okay, so what you're saying is when you pray, it takes at least a month for anything to happen.
I just start praying too early.
Okay, you got to go way earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. You get ready. I'm ready for it.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
So got to the office early this morning, made a pot of coffee. And, you know, we've got that patio on the side. Went out there, hosed it all off, and sat outside and enjoyed a cup of coffee before getting after it.
You keep a nice place. I drive by there, and it looks great. The lawn's immaculate. The flag sets it off beautifully.
It's supposed to look like a home. I mean, it's supposed to represent what we do.
It does. And so many businesses, mine included, doesn't do enough. Although we're doing better. You know, I put some flags up.
I know you're putting a flagpole in. Did that
not
ever...
a pole. I did not put a pole
come
in.
On.
I couldn't afford it. What we did is...
Quit getting cheap on us.
I got
come
real
on.
Cheap. Well.
Represent Yuma. Put a little extra money in. Just if everybody would do a little bit more curb appeal for the entire community.
I looked at the flagpole, and it's just not in the budget right now, but I said, look, I'm going to put a flag anyway of some kind. So, just, you know those little ones you put on the side of the building with a pole and all that? You know, 3x5 flag. I put up 7 of them.
Hey.
So I look like I sell banners.
There you go. Some is better than none, so I'll give you that. Now, you know, it's interesting you talk about the office, and you and I are here on air, and... Bob Neidefer, who does an amazing job
catering.
So he's got breakfast showing up, and actually it showed up 40 minutes ago for the entire staff. So I already know he does this amazing French toast casserole. Have you ever had it?
No.
My mouth is watering just talking about it.
There won't be any, so just forget it.
Those jack wagons back at the office, I know there will not be any left when I get back there. So, you know, Ray's probably having double portions, Bill's having double portions, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Talking about mortgages. So are rates up or down?
They're still down. I mean, compared, under 3, right?
Super good.
Yeah.
Rates are very low. And I think you've still got another window of 6 months to a year with interest rates
That's
like this.
That's shocking.
Now, obviously there's an election. Obviously there's COVID. There's other things going on that could shift that quicker than we think. But I do believe you've got a 6 to 12 month window. How many people do you think are still calling saying, hey, is it a good time to refinance?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine most everybody's hit that by now, right?
I would think, but again, I'm in the industry, so it's hard for me to be the bellwether of whether people see this or not. But it's almost like I have this vision of an ostrich, you know, the head in the sand kind of thing. I had another gentleman call me yesterday, wants to know if he should refinance his house. Okay, he's been in there for quite some time. He's at 7.25%.
Hey, I'm glad he got it now, but my question would be,
I'm glad he got it now, too. But where were you the last two times we were in kind of a refinance mood? Where have you been?
Where have you been?
So he has 18 years left on his 30-year mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, Russ, you're not the mortgage guy, but I'm going to pose it to you. Would you take him to a 30 or would you take him to a 15?
I know you've been doing a lot of 15s right now. I know you have. 30s never scare me because I think you still paid off early anyway. 15s, you're locked in.
You're locked in, and we actually took him to a 10.
A 10.
So he's got 18 years left.
Yeah.
But the interest rate was so low that we took him to a 10, and he's actually still saving a little bit of money because his interest rate is dropping by a lot.
That's crazy.
But he's dropping off that 8 years as well. So he's one of those guys that he wasn't as concerned about his monthly cash flow. It was, is there an opportunity to save me money over time? And so he's going to cut off 8 years of his mortgage and drop a little bit off his payment. Not a whole heck of a lot. But
it doesn't matter.
But it's like, you know, that would have been something that you could have done several years ago, too. But it's amazing to me that, Russ, I know you see people's cars.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, dude, you're driving on something that you're going to wreck and half your car is going to fall over, right?
Sometimes.
And I know you see things from an automotive perspective. And I know you talk about, you know, my former career in restaurants, Riocho with Round Table Pizza. You know, you walk into restaurants and you can immediately see this one's clean, this one's not, this one cares about certain things, this one doesn't. Good friend of mine was in theater productions, you know, in high-end movies, etc. And they watch every movie, but they can't see the movie. They critique all the technical things, you know, and it's amazing how they'll point things out. It's like, could you just shut up for a second and let me watch a movie and enjoy it, please?
But for them, they're enjoying
it. But for them, they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And for me, that mortgage critique is, okay, I wish people paid attention, but I'm just hypersensitive to
it. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, tons of stuff going on with interest rates. Rates are still super low. By the way, would you agree this is a super hot housing market right now?
No, it's beyond that. It's a seller's market. There's just not enough inventory for everybody. There's just no inventory.
There's not enough inventory. So this is a great time if you are thinking, hey, let's go build a new home and potentially sell the old home and move up the food chain. Because you don't have to sell until your new home is done. Let's look at those kinds of things. Or this might be the time that you do commit to building and keep the old one as a rental. I mean, there's lots of things you can do in a super hot market. If you're already an owner, you're in a great spot. Believe it or not, though, rentals are still cash flowing. So one of the reasons that sometimes markets fizzle out is all of a sudden the investors stop buying. Well, no, the rentals are still cash flowing. Homes are still super affordable because of how low the interest rates are. So the payment on purchasing the home is still less than you're going to rent it for, even as a homeowner with not a whole lot of money down. So it's a great time for a first-time buyer. It's a great time if you're an investor. It's a great time to move up, all because interest rates are low.
Right.
Now, what happens when interest rates rise?
Oh, everybody that's in is already in. You're happy. You're dancing in the streets. And looking around says, my payment's half of yours.
So you're that guy. You're that guy that says, look what I got and look what you don't got.
But you need to take advantage of it. Do it now so you can be the one dancing. But that means you buy less house.
You're buying less house when interest rates go up. Yeah. And I appreciate you. See, that's one of my other pictures here in the book is it's not whether you qualify or not. It's what do you qualify for.
Right.
So if you could qualify for a home, okay, it might be $200. Might be 150, right. Might be 350, I don't know. But it's funny to me how many people say, hey, how much can I qualify for?
Right.
Isn't that the wrong question? Shouldn't the question be, how much can you afford?
Well, correct.
But that's, if there's one question I hear from everybody who has been to other lenders, it's, hey, this lender says I can qualify for this. Can you qualify me for higher? And my question is always, well, tell me what you actually want to afford, because going up may not be the right thing for you. And it's funny how many times people go, oh, well, I only want my payment to be $1,000. Then why are you asking me if you can qualify for a $300,000 home that might be a $2,000 a month payment?
Right.
But
I guess that's a normal question, though. So what do I qualify
for? That's what we have taught people to ask. Yeah. There's only really two questions a consumer has ever been taught to ask in our business. What's your rate?
Yes, right.
And how much can I qualify for?
Yep.
Had a couple, hey, how much can I qualify for? And I knew I needed to, like, shock them just a little bit. And I said, well, based on your credit and your income and everything else, you could qualify for about $500,000 home. And she goes, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. What's the payment on that? And I told them what the payment would be. She goes, well, we can't afford that. Yeah, that's the question I've been trying to get you to answer for the last 32 and a half minutes is, what do you actually want to afford? Because based on your budget, I could get you into it, but you're not going to like the payment once that comes to fruition. Your property taxes, your electric bill, oh, by the way, all of the other things that you're going to do to it, you don't have enough furniture to do this. So that $500,000 home would literally bankrupt you. Now let's be a little bit more reasonable. What do you want to afford? Not how much can you qualify for, but that's what our industry has taught everybody is, hey, Russ, how much can I qualify for? The same thing, you know, let's go back to auto dealers. What do they typically sell?
They sell cars. What do you mean?
I'm trying to lead the witness here. They always advertise the payment.
How they sell the cars. Yeah,
Sell
0% financing, zero down, as low as $299 a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
That industry, nothing good or bad about the auto industry, they have taught people to shop on monthly payment, and our industry always taught people, how much can I qualify for? They don't get it until it's too late about what that payment is.
Right.
Bad story. About 10 years ago, had a real estate agent call me and say, hey, I got a guy, you got to get him qualified. He wants to buy a home over in the dunes. Okay, now you know the dunes. Those are not inexpensive homes.
That's not a starter home.
He was looking at about a $375,000 home.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who have ever served in the military or have any connection, he was an E3.
Well, then he had an inheritance.
He
hit the lotto.
No, he just didn't qualify for anything, but... They were out trying to figure out if he could get into that home. We'll talk about that and how you can't qualify on an E3 for a Dunes home after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage, having good conversations and a few jokes here with Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, if you have questions, whether it's to me or anybody else in the branch, the phone number is 247-9089. Come in, ask questions. Don't be afraid to just have a good casual conversation. Come in, have a cup of coffee. You know, we'll be safe under this COVID environment.
Everybody can buy a house. The question is, really, what do I have to do to get there? That's it.
And how long? Yeah, and when?
Exactly. All of those things, and all those things can be discussed. And, you know, your experience and background is going to, you know, come into play along, you know, after you do a little interview questions, what you're willing to do. And be able to show them pathway, and then it's up to you. Do you want a house?
Lots of questions. And again, I don't care if it takes a day, a week, a month, a year.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get you into a home ownership path. We can get you into an investing path.
Right.
And I'm fortunate to have been introduced into this industry quite some time ago. But it's interesting that people are still nervous as all belief to come in and see somebody like myself as a mortgage lender. And again, you and I know I say it as I get to see it financially naked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a joke, but it's not a joke. I understand how scary that is. And I want to say it was Michigan, it might have been Mississippi State University, that did a study. And there is more nerves and tension and stress with a customer walking into a mortgage office than there is an astronaut blasting off into space.
Really?
Now, I'm just saying, if I was strapped to a rocket...
I don't even see you that scary.
I didn't think I was, but, you know, right. Bill, Ray, Farrell, maybe.
There you go. Bill, maybe.
But you think about, I get it, that there's a lot of fear because you're going to be judged.
Yeah, that's it.
And there's no judgment.
They're going to see the thing I shouldn't have done.
I guarantee I've made more mistakes than most people with real estate and credit. You and I have talked many times about the $50,000 mistake on my first house. You know, I was that stupid college kid that it's weird. You go to college and you live in the dorms and all of a sudden all these credit card companies start sending you mail like crazy. And you think, wow.
Because they understand how brilliant you are and that you're going to be that successful.
I must be really good. Look at all these credit card applications.
That's
and
right.
You think, no, they just know that you probably have some financial backing somewhere.
Yeah.
Although I do have a good story. That those college credit cards saved my bacon.
Really?
Oh. So... back in the college days, I had a 1987 red Nissan pickup truck, four-wheel drive. Loved it. Four-cylinder. Me and my buddies used to go out four-wheeling all the time, and there were about five of us. And right out just past Araby, you know, as the highway bends, there's that big dirt lot area out there behind the College Park homes, before the College Park homes were built. There's some big mud puddles out there, and so we did what most stupid college kids do, is we went out four-wheeling in the mud, and nobody could get through the big mud hole. So I had this great idea, just go faster.
Did that work?
You just need more distance, so you go faster.
Did it work?
No, I went in faster, which means the muddy water went in through my air take, in through the air filter, down into the engine, and stalled my engine. I didn't know why it was stalled, so we pulled it out. I tried to start it. It didn't start.
No, because water doesn't compress.
Okay, well, I was a stupid college kid, so you're making the face that I wish everybody could see on air.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not ever want to see that face from Russ again.
Disaster.
So me being stupid, I thought, you know, we'll pull start it.
Oh.
So we tried pull starting it, and that didn't work either. So we pulled it all the way in. Now, funny story.
What, the bent parts are funny?
Well, I didn't realize that. So took it into the auto shop that I was using at the time, and they had it on the ground level. Now, for those that don't know, the old Nissan four-cylinder had 8 spark plugs, one on each side of the cylinder.
Oh, didn't know.
So they took out the one whole left side of the spark plugs. And there was a very nice, expensive car on the lift next to my truck up on the lift. My engine hood is open, the mechanic turns the car over, and mud shoots out of all four cylinders into the air, into the nice expensive car next to me, because they had the windows down on that too.
As it should.
And the mechanic said, you know, Derek, I think you've ruined your engine. Now, You could say that, but here's where, going back to the credit cards, the one thing that those college credit cards did save me on is I didn't go to my parents and say, hey, I need some help, I'm a stupid college kid. But I had five credit cards that all had $500 limits on it.
Yeah.
And that engine replaced with labor was $2,400 and change. So I said, please put $500 on this card, put $500 on this card. I felt like I was playing poker. Put five on this, five on this, and the balance on this. And I did get my engine replaced, and I walked out with five credit cards that were maxed, and it took me about a year and a half to pay all those off.
That's pretty good, though, a year and a half. I mean, you worked on it.
I did. I was full-time in the restaurants and paid that off. But it was an interesting lesson that, okay, the credit cards came in useful, not for a very beneficial one, if you will. Yeah. You're laughing.
Well, I thought the interesting lesson was don't go in the mud puddle.
Well,
but no,
that's what I learned after. Well, actually, being stupid. You could have taught me that muddy water in your engine is not a good thing. Don't pull start, push start, or try to start.
I'm listening to you learn nothing.
Well, I haven't done it again.
Okay.
But I do drive a red truck. But I it's interesting how life lessons teach you stuff. So you go back to my $50,000 mistake with my first house. You look at the things that I've done with my credit screwing things up previously.
Right.
You know, back when I did my first debt consolidation loan myself personally, I did what I tell people not to do now. I consolidated everything and I closed all of the credit cards.
Yep.
What did I just do to my own credit score?
You just didn't know at that time.
Didn't know. So those are the conversations that I enjoy having. If you have questions, if you've just got a concern, call us up on the phone. Come in, have a cup of coffee. It's not that big and scary. I mean, if Russ can come in and he doesn't make the face that I just watched him make, it's a good thing.
I cringe at bent auto parts. I cringe.
I had a few bent auto parts, and I will say watching the mechanic's face when he shot mud up into that white car.
That's a cleaning project. Well, they'll make it. They get it done.
It was just an interesting thing. You think, wow. This was not a good 24-hour window for me. Went from not a lot of debt and a car that ran really good to a car that needs to get completely redone.
So the whole theory of I think I could make it cost you 25 grand. Or 2,500.
2,500.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I can make it. Cost you 2,500.
Yep. Note to self.
I know those guys. I know a lot of them.
Keeps you in business.
Yeah. Hey, Vern, watch this.
Yeah. You know, it was a good night hanging out with all the guys and just having fun.
It's a good time.
But man, oh man. And then you think, okay, go back to credit is easy to get. And it's those five credit cards as a college kid. You know, did I do anything that deserved those credit cards?
No.
No.
You attended college.
I had a job and I had a small credit card. Now, you know, you look at what I've been able to do with that since then and learn and grow. I think all those learning opportunities and mistakes make me the loan officer and the manager that I am today.
Yeah.
But I promise you, there's probably not a mistake that somebody hasn't made that I either haven't experienced or don't know myself. And that's where when you say we see people financially naked, it's not that scary. But if you want to learn how to buy a rental property, come in. If you want to learn how to buy your first property, come in. If you want to learn the credit tips and tricks, I'll give you all the stuff I have in writing. It's not that big and scary, but you got to take the first step.
Right.
And I think that's the big thing.
And it's information. Sometimes people don't want to go to doctors. They don't want to hear the bad news. But if you really want to get better at finances or medical, you got to see a doctor and then go see you.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. So with that, I mean, we're almost out of time. For those that do serve, have served, are serving, or ever think about serving, we do appreciate what you do for this fine country of ours. We wouldn't be able to talk on air and let Russ make funny faces like he does without those of you who do that for our benefits. So if you ever need anything from Academy Mortgage, please don't hesitate to give us a call. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
The opinions voiced
voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.